USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm pleased to report that we're announcing our plan to distribute 150 million Abbott rapid point-of-care tests in the coming weeks, very, very soon.
President Trump at the White House discussing coronavirus testing. The president also says vaccines are on the horizon.
Vaccines are coming and they're coming fast. We have four great companies already and it's going to be added to very rapidly. They're in final stages of testing.
In a Louisville court, Brett Hankison, the former Louisville cop involved in the deadly Breonna Taylor raid, pleads not guilty to three counts of wanton endangerment. A pretrial conference is set for October 28th. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 410 points to finish at 27,584. The S&P and NASDAQ also were up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continuing with debate prep on Monday. Meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Despite many states requiring people to wear masks when out in public, the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
21 U.S. states now seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases, and it has health experts warning of an even more deadly fall and winter because of COVID-19 combined with the normal seasonal flu. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is among those concerned, saying this morning,
I hope not, but we very well might start seeing increases in deaths. That's really something that I had discussed some time ago. It's something you don't want to be in a position like that as the weather starts getting cold.
He spoke on Good Morning America, one coronavirus model showing the U.S. could see as many as 3,000 deaths a day by late December.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Final preparations are underway for the first presidential debate tomorrow night. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will tangle in Cleveland. Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace will moderate the debate.
I debated a lot 4 years ago, and if you look at the polls, those polls that come out, according to those polls, I won every debate, every single debate, in the primaries, and then when I debated Crooked Hillary, I won every debate. I mean, this isn't me saying, I felt I did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden saying,
my guess is it's going to be just straight attack. They're going to be mostly personal. That's the only thing he knows how to do. He doesn't know how to debate the facts because he's not that smart. He doesn't know that many facts. He doesn't know much about foreign policy. He doesn't know much about domestic policy. He doesn't know much about the detail. But I think the American people are onto him.
Chicago police say 9 people were killed and at least 42 others were wounded in shootings across the city over the weekend. Speaking with reporters, Police Superintendent David Brown calls it senseless violence that left innocent young children shot and killed.
And the kids who have been, the young people who have been shot and killed through senseless violence, innocent young children, you know, really young, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old.
The majority of the shootings took place on the city's south and west sides. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.